I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's your pal Andy Cohen. It is the Watch What Happens Live podcast. I am so excited about this. I've been wanting this to happen for a long time. And so this is a little bit of a mini victory. I don't know what the word would be. Happy day, something good that this is finally happening. Achievement is the word that I wanted. I'm in my dressing room right now. Caroline is making me up and we're getting ready for tonight's show. It's a Sunday night show. I did not have the greatest weekend. And I have to say, I am thrilled about tonight's show because it's Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg, who really kind of met 5 years ago on this show. They were paired together. They were not a couple. After the show, I said to Donnie, you guys have great chemistry. You should get her number. Like, you need to make this happen. She's so cute. He's like, you think? And that became the beginning of Jenny and Donnie. So it's always exciting for me to have them on, and I really like them, and I've been a Jenny McCarthy fan forever, and we've got a lot of fun stuff planned for the show. I hope it's not too sexy for our first podcast. Is there such a thing as too sexy? Well, we'll see how it goes, and I'll be back at the end for a little wrap-up.
It's the number one couple I'd like to thruple on Watch What Happens Live with Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg now. Andy Cohen live in the Bravo Clubhouse with a power couple whose asses are in the same chairs they were in when they first met right here 5 years ago. I love her because, as they say over on Instagram, she has hashtag no filter. She is the host of the Jenny McCarthy Show down the hall from me at SiriusXM. It's Jenny McCarthy. Looking so gorgeous. And his career has evolved from teeny pop to TV cop. Welcome back, the star of Blue Bloods, the hit show on CBS, and Mr. Jenny McCarthy. Does anyone call you that? It's Donnie Wahlberg. Hey, Donnie. Great to see you guys.
And our baby.
And your baby. What's your baby's name?
DJ.
DJ. And yeah.
Now we're so corny.
Oh, that's so cute. And the baby is covered in glitter, which I love.
Yeah. The over disco at the baby.
Yeah, disco baby. Over at the bar, he once got beat up by Donnie Wahlberg on the show Blue Bloods. It's actor and husband to my segment producer, Jordan. Hey, Anthony Fazio. Great to see you. Did you hurt?
It did hurt.
And did you like it?
That was some method acting. It kind of felt good.
Yes. And get out your devices and go to WWHL.TV now, because we have a few polls. Or use that thing to call us at 877-33-BRAVO. Or you can tweet me at Andy with your questions. Tonight on the Shahs of Sunset reunion, I love doing the Shahs reunions, but they make me speak Farsi. Here's how that went.
Oh, no.
Salam, Shahs. Khosh Amadin. Chitori, Kaylee Ziba Shodi, MJ.
Thank you, Andy.
That was good. That was a hard one.
Salam Reza, Hoshkel, Gigi, Asa Mubarak.
Well, what a khubia.
There you go. Is Mike just a bache nane?
He's for sure a bache nane.
A shoma duz taya khubi hastid?
You did good. All day you done good.
Oh my God, it's so bad. By the way, you know what's happening next Sunday night?
What?
Real Housewives of Atlanta is back. And I have a present for you, Jenny. Here's a sneak peek of the premiere. Watch.
Wait. There are lots of things as a friend that another friend would not do.
And the last thing were just about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
On a show? You remember that?
She said that you were on a show. You said that she should be fired.
I have never used the word fired.
Lies. That's not true.
Where can they roll the tape?
I can pull it up. I can roll it.
You can roll it now.
Later.
You think you done found something this big that you want to shine some damn light on? What the f*** is wrong with her?
Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be so good. Those pictures are crazy. They love them.
So, Jenny, you may know that Anderson Cooper and I are hosting New Year's Eve on CNN.
I know. Congratulations.
Thank you. In Times Square. So we're going to be across Times Square from each other. So I have some questions for you about the night.
Okay.
How far will you and I be from each other?
I think only about 50 or 100 feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe we can, like, see each other during the time?
I think so. We should trash each other's shows.
Where do you pee?
You don't. Everybody in that one.
Do you wear a diaper?
They wear diapers.
No.
She doesn't wear a diaper.
I don't wear a diaper. I just don't drink
anything. She
goes
inside.
Wow.
Yeah, but everyone in the front pees.
Oh my. Are the proposals real or staged?
100% real.
What if Mariah shows up and has audio problems?
Oh my God, that would be the greatest thing ever again.
Are there snacks?
No, there's nothing. You starve. You starve, freeze, and you pee.
That's not true. I ordered pizza. I ordered pizza for the crowd and the crew 1 year.
Wow.
Yeah, Domino's walked by and I bought like 50 pizzas.
How cold do you get standing there?
It's not bad.
No?
You know, I've been lucky. Dick Clark used to say to me, you know, you're really, really lucky. It's never been like below anything. So I've been doing it 8 years now, I think.
Right. Wow.
So.
Okay.
But it's weird because now I did Sirius and you came to Sirius.
I do New
Year's.
Oh my God, what are you doing next? Maybe Donnie and I.
That's what I was going to say.
There you go. Thank you very much, Jenny McCarthy. It is time, by the way, for our first poll of the night. I want to know, which Wahlberg would you rather, Donnie or Mark? Go to WWHL.TV right now. We want to know where you're at. I don't see the graphic on this screen control room, so tell me what they're...
Can I vote right now?
Oh, there it is. Okay, it's all over. Mark might be squeaking by. You're okay. Oh, my God.
They have no
they're
idea.
They're punishing you. My God.
Listen.
All right.
That means nothing to me.
Yes. You got the girl. All right. I know you have questions aplenty for Donnie and Jenny, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, Jenny has posed for pictures with bazillions of other famous people. Here's one she probably remembers well. That's the night you two met.
It is the night we met.
I drew a mustache on your face, or Donnie
did. You dared me to,
yes.
And I did it.
Oh, you did it. Well, here's what. Let's find out how well she remembers some others as we play Jenny from the Flock. Jenny, we've taken some photos of you posing with celebrities and covered their faces with flocks of seagulls. You tell us whose faces are under the feathers.
Okay, that's
hilarious.
Here
we go. Okay, who are you with here, Annie?
Pamela Anderson.
Yes, wow, 1995. Okay, who are you with here? This is 2015.
Donald Trump.
And Jay Leno, very good. Okay, who are you with right here?
Oh, God! Whose tits are those? I have no idea.
Who are the meat in a iced tea and cocoa sandwich? Okay, who are you with here in 2001?
I didn't recognize myself. Oh, my God, I just had a baby 2 weeks earlier. Beyonce.
Destiny's Child. Yeah. Very good. Okay, here you are in 2008. Any idea who you're with?
I think Chelsea Handler. Oh, God, maybe Mary McCormick, Reese Witherspoon?
Let's see. Leah Remini and J-Lo and Chelsea Handler.
Chelsea.
Okay, what about right now? This is 1997.
Oh my God. Satan?
It's Martha the Stewart. Late, great Mary Tyler Moore. Okay, last up.
Oh my God.
Any idea? Who are the Seagulls? It's the Braxtons. Very good. Thank you very much, Jenny McCarthy. Second, Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg are obviously so turned on by each other, I might get a contact boner just sitting next to them.
Sorry.
But here's what. Let's find out what else turns them on as we play Jenny and Donnie. Does it make you horny? I'll ask you about some things that may or may not get you hot. Then on the count of three, you both shout out like a simultaneous climax, horny or not horny.
Okay?
So Jenny and Donnie, does it make you horny? Do massages make you horny? One, two, three.
Horny.
Okay. Does listening to New Kids on the Block while making love make you horny? One, two, three.
Not horny.
Okay. Does tour bus sex make you horny? One, two, three.
Horny.
Yes. Okay. Would it make you horny to make an at-home sex tape? One, two, three.
Horny.
Yes. Does fighting make you horny?
Not horny.
Okay. Jenny and Johnny, would having sex in a public place make you horny?
Horny.
Okay. Jenny and Johnny, do threesomes make you horny?
Not horny.
Okay.
Only with you, Andy. Yeah.
Thank you.
We're still waiting, by the way.
Jenny and Johnny, does dirty talk make you horny?
Horny.
Thank you very much, Jenny and Johnny. Finally, with the exception of our bartender, Anthony, I haven't really met many of the people my staff members claim they're in relationships with. Maybe they all live in Canada. I don't know, but here's what. Since Jenny and Donnie clearly know how to keep it sizzling like a Wahlburger, my staff has submitted some questions for you.
Nice.
We're going to play Just the Sex Tip. God, you guys, we've been playing this game a lot lately.
It's like a doctor.
And it's very filthy. Oh, my God, this is too filthy
to
start with.
Can I just ask, what are we supposed to drink on? Because I'm really getting...
Oh, no, you don't know. That's for the audience.
Oh, shit. Well, can I just drink
it? Do men find it sexier when women sleep in lingerie versus something more comfortable? Oh. Donnie
likes when Jenny sleeps in comfy clothes or naked, but lingerie once in a while to spice it up.
Okay.
When you really want intimacy, just sleep naked. It feels good.
Donnie, do men want anal from their wives or is that trashy?
Do I want her to stick stuff up my ass?
No.
Oh.
Well, yeah, do you? You know what? To drop a name, I once asked Madonna at a party what percentage of the straight guys at the party wanted a finger up their ass, and she said 100%.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, but do guys want...
Anal.
Do
you want to do me in the butt?
If it happens, it happens. It's not important. It just happens, it happens.
Okay.
And I let it happen.
Jenny and Donnie, how much is too much ball play?
Oh, God, there's never too much ball play, I don't think.
Ball play's good.
Donnie?
I'm getting totally horny right now.
Date night has turned into looking at our phones and making small talk. How can I make date night sexy again after 10 years of marriage? This is a good one.
Okay, make naughty videos for each other.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
And put the phone away.
Or use the phone in the bedroom.
Right.
It's amazing if you have your man videotaping while you're going down on him, and then you get to watch it later, and vice versa. Sorry, is that too dirty?
I'm here with one of my fave blondies who's sipping on her own Blondie's brand vodka lemonade cocktail. It's available in November. I just tried some. It's great.
Isn't it great?
Jenny McCarthy, what's it called again?
It's called Blondie's.
It's called Blondie's.
Very lightweight. I made it. It's been over like a few years of me figuring out how to do this, but it's made with stevia. It's got no sugar. It's 100 calories.
It's really good.
It works for guys, too.
Are you having it, too?
This is like my eighth one.
It works for guys, too. Not really good. And I am super glad he has forgiven me for the time he was trying to be inconspicuous in our audience and my dog ate his very expensive hat. Hey, Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, remember that? Over at the bar, he is an actor who got one of my producers pregnant, unless she's also acting. It's Anthony Fazio. Let's go to Tara from Brooklyn. Hey, Tara, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, my question's for Jenny.
Okay.
Hi, Tara.
What is your favorite favorite memory of Hugh Hefner?
Oh, what a great question. God, there's a few. But when I was trying out to be a centerfold, they actually give the girls 5 days of a test. So you shoot one position for 5 days, and on the
fourth... What was the position?
It was... I can imitate it. So, 8 hours a day for 5 days, and on day four, the producer or production, whatever, editor said, come meet with me. Half is on the phone, and half said... you've got one more chance. Go home and practice because your face looks like you just hit a deer with your car. You look so horrified. So I went home that night and kept going like, trying to find sexy. And I came back and go, listen, all you're going to get is a smile. That's all I know how to do. So my centerfold is me going. And they
and got it.
Pep said,
I didn't know you
it.
Had to audition for a centerfold.
Yes.
Let's go to Zoe from Houston. Hey, Zoe, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, my question is for Donnie.
Okay. Okay.
Donnie,
yes.
Why did Amy Carlson leave Blue Bloods?
Oh, we got this a lot.
What is the question?
Why did Amy Carlson leave Blue Bloods?
Well, there's, I'm sure, a lot of factors to it. I think...
she didn't like working with you?
No, she loved working with her. Yeah. I love working with her. We were really good friends, and we had a great working relationship. I think the show needed to move in a different direction. I think she needed to move in a different direction. I think it was time. I think, in truth, she probably... She's a really great talent, and sometimes just being like the wife of the guy is
right.
Sometimes it doesn't utilize all her talents. As much as I miss her, I know she'll find something great to do next.
Claudine, you tweeted, Jenny, if you weren't married to Donnie, what other new kid on the block would you consider?
Oh, God. Is this forced by gunpoint? Because
yes.
I can't ask Jonathan Knight.
Oh, no.
Me too.
Wait, when you guys were all on, I'm trying to remember who you said had a massive cock.
Well,
Donnie.
I've seen them all.
Right? Who has the biggest cock, Donnie?
It depends. Some of us are growers. Some are
okay,
showers.
Joey
hanging around has like a young child between his legs.
Wow. Okay.
I'm not sure how well it grows.
And you're the biggest shower?
Grower. It grows okay.
Jenny, Willowy Y wants to know, which Real Housewife do you relate to the most?
Wow, that's such a great question.
Because you've had all of them on your radio show,
oh,
and you watch them
God.
All.
You know, I don't know about who I relate to, but I want Dorit's wardrobe.
Yes.
And I want to be Lisa Vanderpump.
Look,
I even got the fluffy dog.
Oh, my God.
No, she has the fluffy dog, and I'm freaking Ken carrying the fluffy dog around.
That's what I said.
By the way, is there going to be...
a dog, so you can carry it around like Ken.
Is there going to be another season of Donnie Loves Jenny?
You know, when Evan gets older during the first episode of the third season, he quit. Because he's
right.
a teenager.
Yes.
So I said, oh, my God, we have to try it. I didn't want to honey boo-boo him.
Right. Smart.
I said, let's wait till he gets yes. past puberty.
Okay, go to WWHL.TV now, because I have a question. I always like to get to know my audience. The question is, have you at home ever had a threesome, yes or no? This is what we want to know, and this is going to be very interesting. Okay, mainly no.
Wow.
All right.
See that?
It's better in a fantasy, as you know now.
The same boring people that never had a threesome are the same boring people that picked Mark over Dawn.
Yeah! It's game time, everybody. Since New Kids on the Block provided the soundtrack for so many middle school makeout parties, and Jenny is exactly the kind of girl I would have made out with in middle school to hide the fact that I was gay while also sort of definitely enjoying it, let's play Spin That Bottle! We'll each get to spin the bottle, and a naughty question will appear to whomever it lands on. If they don't want to answer, they have to go to first base with the person who spun the bottle. I'm going to spin first.
Oh, it's so cute.
Spin it.
It is Donnie.
Okay, Donnie, here's your question. What is the most unattractive thing about your partner?
I love this question. What is it?
Now, if I don't answer?
If you don't answer, you got to give me a little, yeah.
No, it looks like you're
This is up. A trick question. Because I'm going to kiss you.
Oh, my God. Over.
See you guys. We did what we had to do. Okay, let's spin it again. Okay, Donnie's gonna spin it now.
Donnie, go ahead, spin
it. Wow, Donnie's got nice lips.
I love everything about my partner.
Okay, good. Okay, Jenny, here's your question. Name a celebrity who has hit on you knowing you were in a relationship.
Oh, I'm gonna kick his ass. If it's hers, I won't do anything. But if it's a guy, he's...
Or you kissed him.
This could have been a long, long, long time ago, but like the Playboy Mansion days. I mean, Chachi was hit on everybody.
Scott Baio! Yeah. Chachi hit on everybody. Spin it, Jenny. Here it is.
I won't kick Scott Baio's ass.
Okay. Name the last place you had sex that wasn't in bed.
Come on.
I really wanted to kiss Jenny.
Yeah,
by the way, I think we've kissed it before, I feel like, on this show. I'm going to spin it one more time.
One more time.
That's our threesome, a couple of kisses on.
Okay, watch Jenny, who is the most overrated person in Hollywood today? If you don't want to answer, you have to kiss.
Mark Wahlberg!
Okay, thanks for playing. WWHL.TV again. I have another question, threesome related, which is, should Andy Thruple with Jenny and Donnie vote? And over at the bar is actor and Watch What Happens Live staff spouse, Anthony Fazio. Hey, Anthony, we got a tweet saying you look like Chris Manzo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's who he looks like.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take it.
But Donnie, what's your least favorite New Kids on the Block song to perform?
Oh, wow. That's a weird question. Because I like performing all of them.
Jerry from New York.
I don't like any of them, but I like performing all of them.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
What's your favorite New Kids on the Block song?
I say Remix when he sings it. Turns me on.
It turns you on.
Makes her horny.
Makes you horny? Donnie makes you horny?
Yeah.
So how many Wahlbergs are there? Wahlbergers are there now?
Wahlbergers, I think number 19 just opened.
This
like
is
in
like
Alabama. Like they're everywhere.
And these are blondies, by the way.
Do they really? Oh my God. I love it.
Yep. I know.
That's great.
First place in the world that served blondies.
Wow.
Exclusively was
Wahlbergs. Wow, maybe we'll serve it in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to my favorite celebrity Halloween costumes. Kim Kardashian was Cher, Aaliyah, and Madonna this weekend because her theme is musical legends. Also mazel to Gwyneth Paltrow, whose hilarious costume finally answered Brad Pitt's question at the end of the movie 7. What's in the box? There you go. And I look forward to her post on Goop where she tells us about steaming that box.
Oh, God.
Tonight, don't you?
Yeah. It so grosses me out.
Tonight's shackle goes to conservative pundit Tommy Lahren's Halloween costume, which violates Title 4, U.S. Code 8, which says the U.S. flag should not be used as a costume, and if violated, should be burned. I would suggest burning the fanny pack first. I want to thank Jenny, Donnie, and Anthony. Thank you so much. Go to BravoTV.com now for our after show. Tomorrow night, Bethany Frankel is going to be here with Sean Avery. We're on at 11:15 tomorrow night. So just don't forget to stay up late. From the Jenny McCarthy Show on Sirius XM and Blondie's brand vodka lemonade cocktail, which is available in November. Donnie's hit show, Blue Bloods, is on Friday at 10. How many seasons have you been on?
We're on our 8th season.
10 million.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
Behind the bar, it's our producer, Jordan's husband, Anthony Fazio. He is an actor. Okay, so we have a few calls to get through, and I have a clip of something shady that someone said about you on this show. Do you want to see it or not?
No.
Okay, then I won't show it.
I don't like bad news deliverers. I even tell my friends that. I go, why would you call me bad news? That's not cool.
Right, okay, well, that's why I asked you.
And that's why you're a good friend.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. We were going to play it on the show, and then I was like, you know what?
Thank you.
I'm going to give her the option on
the
after show.
Thank you very much.
All right. Do you want me to tell you after the after show? All right. Let's go to the phone. It's not even that bad. Let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. I'm Hannah from upstate New York. My question is for Jenny.
Okay.
Hi, Hannah.
Jenny. Hi. You interviewed a lot of housewives. Who and what surprised you in the best and worst way possible?
It's a really good question. When I started at Sirius, I hadn't seen all of the Housewives franchise, so I literally... poor Donnie. I made him watch all the franchises with me within a 2 month
Lucky
period.
Donnie.
Well, I was into Atlanta. I actually knew about Atlanta before her.
Okay. So.
But I would say Lisa Vanderpump impressed me and scared the shit out of me.
She did.
She did. Because she walked in before we even went on air and said, oh, girl, you're going to get it. And I guess it was on this show with Brandy, telling Brandy on air that she's being manipulated by Lisa Vanderpump. Yes. So then she came on my radio show to give it to me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I go, well, you do.
Oh, my God.
Which didn't help, but it surprised me that she had enough, you know, balls to come in and come on my show and give it to me.
Wow. Oh, my God, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name's Ashley. I'm calling from Tarrytown.
Hey, Ashley, what's your question?
My question is actually for both people. What's the biggest fight you guys have ever had?
Oh, that's a good question. What's our biggest fight? Usually we can't even remember.
Yeah, we don't really fight. We just get quiet and go to our neutral corners. And the thing earlier is, does fighting make you horny or not? We have a rule, no makeup sex.
Because then you can become addicted to it.
Right.
Yeah,
because it's very hot.
Wow, that's
sexy.
Such an interesting rule.
And it trains your brain to go.
What other rules do you two have in your marriage? Do you have like a we never go to bed mad rule?
I don't think we have that kind of a rule.
Yeah, I think just don't escalate. Like, we try not to escalate if we get in disagreements.
So, uh-huh.
And one of us has to, we call it hold the light. So if one of us is in a bad way, we kind of count on the other one to hold the light. So if I'm in a bad mood or she's in a bad mood, it's like, don't engage.
Defense is the first act of war,
right?
We tell ourselves.
Wow.
So if something triggers for him, I go, what does that remind you of in the past? So instead of me going, what do you mean?
Right.
So it's kind of a real therapeutic way to kind of to recognize what's going on now that we brought in from the past.
Do you have, you both had full lives before you met each other.
Boy, did we.
Yes. Do you have, is there ever any tension in your relationship if like you're flipping through the thing and a Jim Carrey movie comes on or, you know, an ex is there in front of you? Is that ever a...
I think he can speak for himself, but why don't you go ahead and I'll tell him.
Yeah, not really. I mean, I think one time, she was flicking and Liar Liar was on and she went, ugh, and I went, oh, I love Liar Liar, put it back on. So that was really, that's really it. But we've been through it. Everything's in the past. And, you know, the great thing about having lived so much for each of us, we really had like these parallel journeys. We became really successful, like 19, 20 years old. We got married. It was unsuccessful. We had kids. We had other relationships. And we got all this crap out of our systems and found our way. And by the time we met each other, we were really both ready for what we have, which is the relationship we've waited for all of our
lives.
And
ironically, right here on this show.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is so amazing.
I love it.
Me too.
Makes me so happy. Okay, last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, guys. My name is Mark from New York.
Hey, Mark. What's your question?
Mark? How are you? My question's for Donnie. Donnie, I wanted to know, what's the weirdest thing a fan has ever thrown on stage?
Oh, good question.
Oh, man. They've thrown everything. They don't throw it quite as much as they used to.
Yeah.
I remember Jordan and I got hit with a D battery in Germany.
No!
Got hit with a D. But I think the craziest thing, you know, obviously bras, panties, all that stuff, when our fans were like 13 and 14, that was a little weird. But Danny Wood, someone threw a Paddington bear, teddy bear, in a Paddington bear yellow boot, and it landed on stage, and Danny broke his ankle and missed the whole European tour.
No!
Yeah.
Well, I bet that fan felt good.
Well, yeah.
Probably.
At least, yeah, right.
They did.
Yeah.
He noticed it. Look, he's on the ground writhing in pain.
That's
he saw
hilarious.
My gift.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I mean, did you really need Danny to finish the tour? I mean, couldn't you done it with the four of you?
I love Danny.
I know. I'm Danny's totally my kidding.
It's okay. Listen. You can sing. Everyone has their favorites, Andy.
I mean.
But Danny's my right hand. I love that guy.
Right.
Who
right.
else is going to break dance?
That's right.
Going to break dance.
No, exactly. Who's the baby's arm? Joey.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I always have a little fondness for Joey.
Well, John, ironically, the one guy who...
The gay guy.
Yes. You think would show. He's the one that I probably have seen the least of his.
Right.
Which is so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, he keeps him.
We don't want you guys looking at our cocks, Donnie.
Yeah, but he wanted to look at all of us.
Yeah, of course he did.
He looked at us.
Of course he did. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Check it out.
Weird.
If you're in a boy band?
He's weird. All right. I want to thank Jenny and Donnie and Anthony for more Cooker on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Wow. Well, that was a really fun show. I hope that in listening to it, you could tell that there were some kisses happening. In case you're wondering, we didn't force them to play Spin the Bottle. They knew and had approved the game. If we're ever going to put the guests in a situation where they might have to kiss the host, of course, we give them, you know, full permission to say, we're not comfortable with that. I just want to make that clear. You didn't see this, but when Donnie said he was going to kiss me, Donnie, I turned my cheek to him to give him the opportunity to just kiss my cheek, but he went for my lips, which was very sweet. He has soft lips. The other thing I wanted to say is on the after show, I gave Jenny the opportunity to either have me play a clip of someone saying something shady about her or not play it. And she said, don't play it. I'll get too freaked out. And she said, you're a true friend for not, you know, just ambushing me with that. And just so you know, the clip was, so we didn't play it. The clip was Charlie Sheen saying, I had him like rank some of his co-stars. And he was like, I want to throw Jenny McCarthy and Salma Blair out, basically. So we didn't wind up playing it. I did tell her what the clip was at the end of the show. And then she was like, oh, that wasn't so bad. So that's my little behind the scenes commentary for you guys. I'm going to do this for you certainly all week this week. And I'll try to do it even more than that. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Tweet me at Andy and let me know how you liked it. Bye.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.